Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance. Also, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website again, please.
Sure thing. It's rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R.
There you go. So check that out, folks, and the books are available wherever books are sold. We're talking about getting out of yourself out of a rut, getting unstuck from the status quo when the status quo is taking you down. And, Rick, when we were in the last break, we were talking about some of the things that people will say, or maybe things that we'll think, that are excuses. They're lies that we tell ourselves, probably. and as I said earlier, they can serve also as an epitaph on the tombstone of your business.
Yeah, they can. And some of the things that we tell ourselves that may be accurate at one point and not accurate anymore. For instance, I knew people who were complaining about a downturn in their business when the recession started.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of those people. Mm-hmm. And I think that was perfectly legitimate.
Right.
My clients didn't have the money, they blah, 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 blah. But when you start to see your competitors now gearing up again, mm-hmm. and you're still saying, oh, it's that recession.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's what's going on in Washington. Then you need to start saying, huh, maybe I need to turn the lens a different direction here. So I find it really helpful, because I'm a small business, I'm a one-person business,
right.
is really paying attention to what are my competitors doing. When I talk to a colleague, are they busy? Are they busy doing the kind of things that I do? And it's just a tip-off to me, like if they're saying, oh, man, I couldn't be busier, you know, and I'm sitting,
You also need to be asking questions like that of people who you think will tell you the truth.
That's true. yeah. But if they talk about them, yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I talk about a thing in Why Don't You Want What I Want. I talk about Coffee with Joe. Mm-hmm. And Joe is the kind of guy who will tell you what's on his mind no matter what. You know,
right.
And sometimes that can be somebody who works for you. Sometimes it can be a customer. And we may hate those customers that walk through the door and go, oh, no, it's Joe again.
Mm-hmm.
But they may be saying stuff that other people aren't saying.
They're really your best friend.
They are. I mean, they don't feel like it.
They're your business's best friend.
Yeah. And when other people aren't walking in the door anymore and Joe still is, he or she can be J-O, mm-hmm. Are trying to give you a message, and it's worth paying attention to.
You know, there's a restaurant that I frequent that seemed like for a long, long time the receptionist was the most unhappy person on the planet. And then they'd get another one, and she was the same way.
Huh.
And after three or four of those, I finally went to the manager, and I said, let me ask you a question. What kind of a test do you give these receptionists to make sure that they greet me without a smile? And guess what? They don't do that anymore.
Huh.
I'm not saying it was me, but I gave him that feedback. I said, you know, a greeter ought to be greeting, not growling.
Yeah, and you know, and it's a great, very specific story that, and it's impressive that they paid attention to that. And maybe it wasn't just you. Maybe there were three or four people talked to him, but they're able to connect the dots and say, oh, we're doing something wrong. We got to do something different.
I promise you, he didn't like hearing what I said. I can see it on his face. So
most of us don't. Even if we can act like we do and we smile and go, gee, thanks, Jim. I appreciate that criticism. You know, but the key is the difference between the person, I don't care how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. The difference is the person who actually goes, huh, I wonder if they're onto something.
Right, yeah. And that's the thing. And so if customers are leaving you, folks, if customers are, the handwriting customers are that you used to see on your wall from customers isn't there anymore. They're not now writing in invisible ink. They're not writing. They're writing on somebody else's wall. And it's probably the difference between today and yesterday is today it's more likely not because of your execution, or it might be, but you can't just look there, right, Rick? You've got to look to everything, including the status quo, right?
Yep.
Last thoughts, Rick.
You caught me off guard. I think actually your last thoughts were great. You got to look at the status quo.
Yeah. That's the best last thought you can say. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, okay.
RickMaurer.com, Maurer. Thanks, Rick. Come back soon.
You're welcome. Okay, Jim.
Rick Maurer, he'll be back another day, I promise. We always get smarter when Rick joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.